I'm Jean-Paul Adam. I'm the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Seychelles.
Well, as you know, there are many problems in the Middle East, and internal wars, conflicts, violence, terrorism, because of radicalism, extremism, religious fanaticism, and bigotry. How do you think these problems could be solved non-militarily?
There's no, of course, easy solution or no silver bullet. There's no one answer. But certainly from Seychelles' experience, I think one of the main things that has to be done is to find areas of common understanding and reinforce those, remind people of what it means to be of their country. I think we can be reminded by the words of President Mandela that he said, to be really free, by giving somebody else more freedom, you yourself become more free. And I think that if we can find ways of practically showing all these populations that by showing respect for the differences that exist, you actually also create more respect for your own beliefs and for your own traditions. And I think that is one of the strongest messages, because there's no nation that is built on one thing. All nations have to be diverse to actually be nations. And it's about creating respect for that diversity and space for that diversity. And that's very easy to say, much harder to do.
I completely agree with you, because there is a verse in the Quran, Allah says, I created you from a man, a female. I created you in nations and tribes just to know each other culturally. So you're right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the
diversity is a color.
Exactly. And you cannot really have an identity unless you embrace the diversity. It's the diversity that will give the identity. And in Seychelles, we are one of the few countries in the world which we have no indigenous population. Everyone in Seychelles, their ancestors came from somewhere else. We had people of European descent like me. We have people of African descent who are descended from slaves. We have Asian, both from India and from China, and various other groupings. And we have to create a nation from all of that. And so we find cultural specificities for our islands, whether it's our songs, our language, because we speak our own Creole, which is a mixed language. We have these things which bind us together, but it's important to celebrate those things that bring us together, but not that, and then the things that are different can also be celebrated. It doesn't need to divide us.
Yes, and could Turkey be a role model for other countries in the Middle East?
Absolutely. I think Turkey is already a country which is has a very engaged vision of what it means to be a democracy. A democracy which obviously where one particular religion, Islam, is the majority, but that majority does not mean that there's not space for divergent views. And so I think that in that sense there's a great model to be shared. I know that Turkey has also been very active in Africa, and Seychelles, as the smallest African country, we have actually had very good cooperation with Turkey in a number of sectors, including education. And I think these are the sectors that make a difference. By cooperating in sectors such as education, we create more understanding and we create models that people can emulate. So I think Turkey can definitely play such a role.
Thank you very much. It was
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure and honor to have you.
Likewise.
Hope to see you in Istanbul soon.
Thank you.